It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Chris Cullen. He's a certified seed producer near Hemmingford, Nebraska. Chris, you hosted some field days this past week. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We hosted the University of Nebraska's plots on irrigated trial and the dryland or rain-fed trial in Boxview County here on our farm. They have all the varieties that are coming from their current and their current list of lineup or whatever, and then their ones that are coming down the pike.
And did you have much feedback, or tell us more about what you incorporated in these field days, some of the things that producers that attended were able to see?
It's always nice for the producer to be able to see the variety in the field, especially when it's right adjacent to a variety that they already have or one that they've had in the past, or so they can kind of see what it looks like. And then, these plots are replicated a lot, so the yield data that they get is usually really good, and to see how it really compares to others in a non-biased manner. Dr. Benzinger really does a great job of explaining the characteristics of the variety and any disease packages that it may or may not have, and it's just fun to see the varieties compared to each other. And then it also gives the opportunities to the producers to visit with their neighbors when there's 40, 50 people there, and they have the chance to visit with their neighbors as to what works on their farm or what doesn't work on their farm, and hopefully they can take something home to improve their own operation, to hopefully make it a better operation for themselves financially.
You mentioned some of that stuff that's coming down the line. What did you see as far as that was concerned, Chris?
Oh, it's always fun to hear about what the new varieties that are coming down the line. And then there's also new technologies as far as herbicide resistance. That's always fun to hear. There's a new experimental line that's coming down the pike. That looks like it's going to be a really good irrigated wheat for our area of Nebraska. And it looks really good in the plot. And we've got a small acreage of it on our own farm. And it'll be fun to see how it turns out. So it's always neat to see what's coming and just to see how it compares to what we already have.
Anything else regarding this year's field days?
No. I mean, everyone's pretty optimistic. We've been pretty dry and pretty warm, as has everyone, but the last few days have been a lot cooler, and it feels like a little relief. And there's a chance of moisture coming up tonight, so we've got to keep our chin up and hope for the best.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris Cullen. Again, our guest this week, certified seed producer near Hemmingford, talking about the field days he recently hosted. That's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.